Agape love becomes visible in ordinary conversations. It becomes visible when you listen. It becomes visible when you ask a question. It becomes visible when you speak with warmth. It becomes visible when you tell the truth. It becomes visible when you do not gossip. It becomes visible when you set a faithful boundary. It becomes visible when you refuse to use charm, pressure, silence, or anger to control another person. People skill confidence is not a performance. It is love practiced through attention, words, timing, tone, humility, and courage. Think about a simple conversation. Someone begins to share a concern. A people-pleasing response might say, "Whatever you want is fine," even when something is not fine. A controlling response might say, "Here is what you need to do," before listening. A fearful response might avoid the person completely. A self-centered response might turn the whole conversation back to your own story. But agape love asks, "What does love require here before God?" Sometimes love listens quietly. Sometimes love asks, "Would you like me to listen? Or would you like help thinking through a next step?" Sometimes love says, "I care about you, but I cannot carry this alone." Sometimes love says, "I need time to pray and think before I respond." Sometimes love says, "That hurt me, and I want to talk about it with grace." Sometimes love says, "I forgive you, but rebuilding trust will take time." Sometimes love says, "This situation needs help from someone qualified." Agape love is not soft avoidance. It is not harsh truth. It is grace and truth together under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This week, practice love in three directions. First, love God. Begin with prayer. Ask God to form your heart. Second, receive yourself rightly in Christ. You are an organic human created by God, loved in Christ, and still growing. Third, love your neighbor. Seek their true good before God, not their approval, not your control, and not your comfort alone. A simple practice can help. Before a conversation, pause and ask, "What does agape love look like here? What is mine to carry? What is not mine to control? What question could help this person feel respected? What truth needs to be spoken with grace? What boundary would protect love rather than destroy it?" You will not do this perfectly. Growth takes practice. But every faithful conversation can become a place where Christ forms you. Reflection question. In your relationships, do you most need to grow in listening love, truthful love, boundary-setting love, or courageous love? Gentle next step. Choose one conversation this week and practice asking, "What is truly good before God in this moment?"